life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. Major League Baseball saw its second no-hitter thrown this season. Correspondent Craig Heist was on the scene in our nation's capital.
Dylan Cease made history, becoming only the second Padres pitcher to throw a no-hitter as San Diego shut out the Nationals 3-0 to complete a three-game series sweep and take all six games played between the two teams this year. Cease improved to 10-8, walking 3 while striking out 9. He threw 114 pitches.
I've been close, and to finally get it done, I mean, it's one of those things that's just so, it feels so remarkable and hard to believe. So to be able to do it and go out and experience it, I really don't even know how to feel. I'm just happy.
Cease came one out from throwing a no-hitter against the Twins in September of 2022. The Padres pitcher has been on quite the roll, including Thursday's no-hitter in his last three outings. Cease has allowed a total of just two hits over 22 scoreless innings, striking out 30 batters in that span. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers welcome back Clayton Kershaw, who made his season debut after having off-season shoulder surgery. Kershaw went four innings, striking out six while allowing two runs in the third. He earned a no decision as the Dodgers slipped past the Giants 6-4.
The first time, you know, having surgery to the rehab process to be able to get back out there in Dodger Stadium is something I thought about for a long time. So it meant a lot.
With the win, the Dodgers maintain their 7.5 game lead on the Padres in the NL West. Shohei Ohtani contributed with his NL League leading 31st homer. Los Angeles will hit the road for a pivotal three-game weekend set with the AL West leading Astros. Nine innings not enough in New York, but the Mets managed to keep the good times rolling as they open up a four-game weekend series with the Braves. Correspondent Mike Mancuso has the details.
The Mets have won 10 of their last 13 after a 3-2 10-inning win over the Braves. Atlanta had runners thrown out on the bases in both the 9th and 10th innings, and with two outs in the bottom of the 10th, right fielder Ramon Laureano overran a deep fly ball that dropped in for a game-winning single off the bat of Mets' Jeff McNeil.
That was a lot of fun. Heck of a game right there, real close. Just happy we came out on top.
Braves starter Chris Sale went 7 1/3, allowing only a two-run homer to the red-hot Francisco Lindor, who is hitting .359 with six homers during a 10-game hitting streak. The Mets are a season-high six games over 500 at 54-48. They trail the Braves by a half a game for the top spot in the wild card race.
They're a good ball club over there. We're a good ball club here as well. So, we've come a long way, from the beginning of the year. And, we put ourselves in a good spot and we're playing some good baseball and we'll see what happens.
In an interleague matinee, the AL East leading Orioles snapped a three-game skid, also needing 10 innings. They beat the Marlins 7-6. The loss was a heartbreaker for the Marlins, who overcame a 6-0 deficit. They rallied with five runs over the final two frames to tie it up. Baltimore AL Cy Young hopeful Corbin Burnes allowed three runs over 7 1/3, while the Orioles hit three home runs, including Anthony Santander's 28th of the season. The O's pushed their AL East lead to two games over the New York Yankees. Still to come, a three-time Cy Young winner notches a career milestone, and the U.S. women's soccer team is off to a good start in Paris. In the American League, Javier Baez blasts a three-run homer in the second inning to account for all the scoring as the Tigers blanked the Guardians 3-0. It was a bullpen game for Detroit, which threw six pitchers. They combined to give up just four hits. Gavin Williams gave up the Baez bomb and suffered the loss as the Guardians saw their AL Central lead cut to just 4.5 games over the Twins. The AL West race got a little bit closer, compliments of Max Scherzer. The eight-time All-Star struck out 9, picking up his 3,400th strikeout and moving past former Tigers teammate Justin Verlander and to 10th on the all-time strikeout list as the Rangers edged the White Sox 2-1. Texas won its fifth straight and pulled to within 2.5 games of AL West leading Houston. The White Sox dropped their 11th straight. AL East, the Rays crushed the Blue Jays 13-0 behind a big game from DH Brandon Lowe, who went 4-for-4 with a solo blast and a pair of doubles to fuel the onslaught. Tampa Bay starting pitcher Taj Bradley struck out 7, allowing just 2 hits over 6 innings to earn the win. He extends his scoreless streak on the mound to 23 innings. The Rays moved a game above 500 at 52-51. And the A's battled back from a 5-2 deficit to beat the Angels 6-5. Tyler Ferguson earned his first save for Oakland, with more potentially in the cards. Prior to the game, A's closer Mason Miller was placed on the 15-day injured list retroactive to Tuesday. Miller broke a bone around his non-throwing left pinky finger after pounding his fist on a training table out of frustration when he was reminded that he had a post-game lift session to get in. That according to A's manager Mark Kotze. The hard-throwing righty has been the subject of trade speculation ahead of Tuesday's deadline. The Summer Olympics are off to a good start for the U.S. women's national soccer team. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh recaps the Americans' opener.
Mallory Swanson scored a pair of goals moments apart in the first half, and the United States opened the Olympics with a 3-0 victory over Zambia. The win gives new coach Emma Hayes a win in her first major tournament with the team. Trinity Rodman also scored in the 17th minute for the United States, which is looking to add a record 5th gold medal to its Olympic collection. Swanson scored 70 seconds apart in the 24th and 25th minute in the Group B match. The United States will next face Germany on Sunday.
PGA, Jacob Bridgman shot an 8-under 63 to take a one-stroke lead on Canadian Mackenzie Hughes after the first round of the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Billy Horschel was a late withdraw due to illness. Horschel finished runner-up at last week's British Open. NFL, Rams cornerback Darian Kendrick will have season-ending surgery for a torn ACL that he suffered during the team's first training camp practice on Wednesday. The news comes one day after Vikings cornerback Mekhi Blackmon reportedly suffered the same injury. And in the NHL, the Flyers signed all-star Travis Konecny to an 8-year extension worth $70 million. Denny Kapp, AP Sports.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.